The statewide election has taken on national importance as the weekend vote is widely seen as a democracy test for Africa's most populous nation ahead of general elections next year. Elections in Nigeria since independence have always been disputed, prompting the Christian community in Anambra to pray for divine intervention. Oje Oze is the Methodist Bishop of Onitsha in Anambra State.
And Anambra State is preparing for the governorship election on the 6th of February. And it is the mind of the Christians that we come and pray together that this election be free and fair, and that we need God's intervention to select the candidate that is the mind of the people.
Nigeria's last elections in 2007 were generally flawed and condemned by local and foreign observers as falling short of international standards. Oze says Nigeria has another opportunity to show the world it is capable of organizing credible elections.
Anambra State election is a test case for INEC in Nigeria. If they get it right, it will prove that they will be able to do something better in the coming years.
In a country where state governors control a part of the huge riches from oil, the political stakes are high. The air is already thick with claims of favoritism, corruption, and electoral fraud, as the state electoral commissioner Josiah Owazirenyi tells VOA.
And let them stop these inflammatory statements they are making. And let them stop falsehood, accusing people who are innocent of wanting or the other. You know, like most of them are making allegations that I'm related, that the chairman is my cousin, which is not true. Some of them are saying also that that one of the Guba candidates is my in-law. I don't even know who's my in-law among the gubernatorial candidates. And you see, these are the things that they now do, you know, to, you know, heat up the system. It is wrong.
The threat of violence posed by thugs, sponsored by politicians, desperate to get hold of power, looms large. Concerns have also been raised about possible poll fraud that could trigger violent protests. A leading member of the Christian community in the state, Joseph Ajujua, admits poll irregularities and the tensions they create are a major concern.
To stay clear, because the church has prayed that God should arise and smite anybody, and he's going to do it. People should stay away from the people's votes, from stealing people's mandates, and we believe that it's going to be so. And we have warned them, and God said righteousness is not a nation, sin is a reproach to any nation, and God will not spare anyone that engages in such.
The election comes at a time of political uncertainty in Nigeria. Violent crime has surged in Anambra in the past few years. Criminal gangs have carried out kidnappings for ransom, armed robberies, and vehicle hijackings, which have left residents living in a state of insecurity. The police have vowed to ensure the poll goes off in peace. Some 27,000 officers have been deployed. The police spokesman in the state, Chukwuemeka Ebuka, tells VOA security measures have been put in place to prevent election fraud and violence.
Any identified politician or indeed his crony or agent who is found to be bringing illegal arms into the state will face the full wrath of the law. We know that this is a litmus test to the 2011 general elections, and that we are committed to getting it right this time around.
The ruling People's Democratic Party has dominated Nigeria's political scene, but faces stiff competition on Saturday from at least three opposition candidates, including the incumbent state governor, Peter Obi, who is contesting on a platform of the All Progressive Grand Alliance. Nigeria, scarred by decades of corrupt dictatorship and military rule, returned to civilian government in 1999. Gilbert DeCastro for VOA Unknowns, Abuja,